The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, we take a trip down memory lane. In 2007, I recorded an audio concerto to tell the story of how I came to come to appreciate film music, because it was a road to discovery, even though I've always listened to film music in some respects. But as I really came to think about it, I didn't want to forget where I came from. So I took it upon myself to share highlights from the soundtracks that ultimately started off my film music collection. And I told that through a 2-CD concerto that has never been heard by the public. So this is part one of three of my audio concerto, My Musical Journey. Please enjoy. Welcome to My Musical Journey, an audio concerto adventure into the world of film music. What follows is my personal journey into the world of film music, and what I mean by that is how I got introduced into it. I will be playing selections to you from scores that really made me perk up my ears and pay attention to what was happening in a scene in the movie besides just the moving objects and the sounds accompanying the movement of the pictures. Film score, as it's known, can either make or break a movie. Sometimes a bad movie is saved by good music, and sometimes a good movie is ruined by bad music. Lucky for us, I have good taste in music. So what would follow are beautiful pieces from various different films by various different artists that I have selected because they are meaningful to me, and I'm sure that you will enjoy the music. Our first score is from the epic Civil War film, Gettysburg. The score was written by Randy Edelman, and what Randy Edelman did was take one theme and use it for both sides. So never do we see like a separation of what's Union and what's Confederate. Now this next song is called the main title because it plays during the main credits of the film Gettysburg. It's like a suite of themes because it contains many themes that you hear out through the 4.5 hour long epic. So please enjoy this score because it is the very first score that introduced me to what is film music. It's beautiful, it's moving. Once again, this is the main title from the film Gettysburg by Randy Edelman. Thank you. second score I purchased and I started my film music collection was Star Wars Episode I, written by John Williams. He's known as the Mozart of our time, perhaps greatest composer living and breathing today. Now, this selection that I've chosen from Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, is Duel of the Fates. This is where Jedi's Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi are battling against a Sith apprentice known as Darth Maul. And it was this song that really caught my attention because the choir is really predominant during the battle. It's dark, it's powerful, and it's in some respects moving. Please enjoy this next selection from Star Wars Episode I, Phantom Menace, called Duel of the Fates by Maestro John Williams. Hans Zimmer is perhaps a composer you're very familiar with. Maybe not by name, but you're very familiar with his works. If you love The Lion King, The Prince of Egypt, even Gladiator, those are his scores. Pearl Harbor was also known as one of his best scores, mainly because of the moving piano music. However, the score that I've chosen is The Thin Red Line. It is, in the opinion of many film music fans, perhaps Hans Zimmer's greatest work. It's a dramatic film that required a dramatic score, and the song I selected is called Journey to the Lion. So please enjoy this next song, which is arguably Hans Zimmer's greatest work, Journey to the Lion, made very popular, I must say, through the use in the trailer to the film Pearl Harbor.
I'm Andres Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of The Soundtrack Corner.